This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's news from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Yesterday, we were finally able to head out and run the planned Fox Hunt event across Adelaide, now that the heat has subsided. It was great to see many teams show up and have a great day out learning the art of radio direction finding. Given the response we had to a Saturday afternoon event, we would look to stage more of these throughout 2026. Next, we're pleased to report that the flight of Horus 69, our most recent high-altitude balloon flight, was also a success, with the balloon reaching over 33 kilometres altitude. This flight also tested our new Horus version 3 telemetry system, which by all accounts worked very well. We had 11 stations participating in receiving the new format. Given the success of the new system, we're going to be switching all of the balloon telemetry over to Horus version 3 for future flights. You can read more about how to receive Horus version 3 on our website. This week, AREG also learned that the results of the Oceania DX contest from 2025 have now been released. AREG operated in the OCDX SSB contest last October in the multi-operator, multi-transmitter category, portable from Wollonga Hill. Through our efforts, and despite some terrible ionospheric conditions, we managed to score over 1.7 million points in the contest. This was sufficient to hold off a challenge from T32 Alpha Zulu in Kiribati to see AREG claim first place in this division. Well done, team! You can now read a short report of the AREG effort in this contest on our website. Finally, we'd like to remind everybody of the following coming events at AREG. Our next Friday meeting will be held on Friday, February the 20th. Our presenters will be David, VK5KK, and Ian, VK5ZD, who will be coming to talk about their experiments on our highest frequency microwave band, 241 GHz. David and Ian recently set a provisional VK distance record of over 25 kilometres on this band. They'll bring some of the gear along to the night and show you what was involved in operating on this, one of our most extreme microwave bands. The meeting will be held at Fulham Community Centre, Phelps Court in Fulham. Doors will open at 7 p.m. and the meeting will start at 7:30. The other event we're inviting members to put in their diaries is the preliminary John Moyle Field Day Contest Planning Zoom meeting. This is currently planned for 7:30 p.m. Friday, February the 6th, and it'll be held, as we said, via Zoom. More details will be made available by the club mailing list this week. So that's all from me. 73 from Grant on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Till next week.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Greetings, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with all the news from the Northeast Radio Club. Now, we had a great crowd at last Friday's lunch at the Modbury Hotel. Good food and great companionship was enjoyed by all. And the next fifth Friday will be on the 29th of May. Now, if you've missed any of the amateur technical segments, which are broadcast each month on VK5RHO, which is on 146.850 MHz, then you can catch up with them on the Northeast Radio Club website, where you will see the link to the archive section. And the next general meeting of the Northeast Radio Club at the Modbury West Community Hall will be on the auspicious day of Friday the 13th of February. And on that night, Paul, VK5SL, will be giving us a lecture about raised radials. So get to the club rooms at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. Well, that's all for this time, folks. Keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Hi, this is Adam of VK5 Gulf Alpha for Wison, South Australia. Upcoming events for Wison SA. Today is the first Sunday of the month, and this is when Wison SA Radio Net occurs at 8 p.m. on the VK5 link repeater system. This net is open to anyone, so if you're interested in what Wison SA is or does, please join in on the net. For Wison South Australia members, a reminder that on 7th February there will be a meeting at the Scout SA Centre for Adventurous Activities, located at the end of Anderson Avenue, Glenelg North. Doors open at 9:30 a.m. This meeting is to finalise a new draft constitution before a special AGM on 14th of March to accept the new constitution. We are still looking for volunteers for the following events. 15th of March, Dementia Australia Memory Walk, Glenelg. Still looking for any interested volunteers. 24th, 25th, 26th of April, Rally Heartland, Burrah. To register your interest, you can go to rallyheartland.com.au/volunteers. 10th of May, Gorge Rally Sprint, Northern Adelaide Hills. You can register your volunteer interest under the officials option at rallysa.com.au/events/gorge-rally-sprint. The main events for the first half of 2026 Wison SA calendar for volunteering are Rally Heartland and Gorge Rally Sprint. Please have a look at your calendar to see if you are able to volunteer any time to support Wison SA with these events. A reminder that if you aren't a member of Wison SA, there is no cost in becoming a member. If you wish to volunteer your time for any of these events mentioned, you can contact Wison SA Events Coordinator at rallysa@sa.wison.org.au. I say again, you can email and contact the Wison SA Events Coordinator at rallysa@sa.wison.org.au. A text copy of the above information will be posted on the Wison SA Facebook group and vk5.au forum with links to the different events and some of the volunteer registration links also. Cheers from Adam, VK5GA, on behalf of Wison South Australia.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Last week, my attention was drawn to an article on the ARIS website. There is a fairly detailed interview with our most famous member, Tony Hutchison, VK5ZAI-OAM, in which he details his early life and finding amateur radio, which eventually led to his becoming almost family in the amateur radio in space and the NASA communities. He also gets a mention on the ABC Net News on a segment there. It all makes for a very interesting read. Next Friday evening we will be hearing from Norbert VK5MQ as he regales us with more stories from his time on Macquarie Island as VK0AI. This will be the third or fourth presentation that Norbert has given on his time in various locations in the Antarctic over a number of years, and each time we have learned a great deal about life on the frozen continent. Thank you, Norbert. Preparations continue with our event planning and organisation for our scheduled events in 2026. We already have planning underway for our annual convention and the Australian Fox Hunting Championships, which promises to be bigger and better than last year, and all of our other events have groups appointed to ensure that they run smoothly and efficiently. John, VK5JOB, has very generously agreed to be our master chef for the Sunday night sit-down dinner again, which was enjoyed by all last year. Thank you, John. All in all, we're off to a good start for 2026. Let's hope that we can continue in the same vein. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.